Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Thrill is gone.
Well,
the thrill is gone away.
Thrill is gone for B.B. King because he's gone to the happy hunting ground. Happier than perhaps he was with his tired, broken old body. But the story didn't end with his death, apparently. A couple of his daughters been outspoken about his final days. In fact, they have accused B.B. King's closest aides of poisoning him. But the attorney for King's estate called the claims ridiculous. Police say there is no homicide investigation. Three different doctors determined that King was appropriately cared for. He got 24-hour care, monitoring by professionals up till the end. The daughters are Karen and Patty. They allege that family members were prevented from visiting Mr. King by his business manager, Laverne Tony, and his assistant, Myron Johnson. And they worked together to hasten their father's death. And so they're going to have a fight about this. Good God. Can anybody die in peace anymore?
Well, there's also going to be an autopsy.
Right. All right. What do you suppose? Does it go like it does on the television shows? They have all these medical shows that they cut into everything, rip open your chest. And how do they do? Anybody ever see an autopsy performed? No.
I haven't.
No.
I've not had that opportunity, no, right. Really. Yeah. No.
All right. It's television time, 25 after the hour. Let's do some provocative thinking. I've highlighted, sometimes I'm in and out of Wendy Williams in terms of what I find her doing and saying. And one of the things I find most compelling about her program that airs around the country, usually in the late morning or early to mid-afternoons, good conversations about a lot of issues of the day. She always goes out into the audience and answers questions about life from audience members. Here, she talks about continuing to be friends with coworkers after one who worked with them was promoted to a better job.
I'm a social worker, and I should be getting a supervisor position next month. My problem is I'm friends with everyone at work. How do I get them to respect me in my new role, and should I still be having lunch with them?
It's nice to know people at work, yeah, and be kind, but they're not paying your bills. Whenever it comes down to you or them, you always better choose you.
Yes.
That's number one. And then the second thing with regards to work, unfortunately, it's lonely at the top. You order your sandwich, you eat it at your desk by yourself with your new larger paycheck and your, yes, new larger title.
Yeah.
Okay?
Isn't that good advice? I find her advice. What did you say, Ma?
I don't like it. You do?
Yeah, I do. I think it's appropriate.
Why can't you be friends?
Because it always comes back to, I've done this. I've been friends with people who work for me for years. And I am now with all of you. But it's somehow or other, it's a different atmosphere where we're all working and talking together. And we all sort of have a status that is understood. A lot of times that doesn't happen to translate well into, let's say, a factory situation or an office situation where it's kind of different. You've never worked in that sort of a way. You've always been on the air doing this sort of thing, right? Have you ever had a sort of a regular 9-to-5 job in an office?
I think a couple of times here and there, but yeah. I think it depends. We should preface what she's saying maybe with, it depends on who you're working with. If you're working with true professionals, you can be friends, you can hang out, and they respect your title, and then even more so than your title, they're going to want to do things for you because they like you.
Yeah. Let's hope that's the case. Wendy here answers another question about introducing her much older boyfriend to her parents.
My boyfriend is 44 years old.
And how old are you, dear?
I'm 24. He used to be married. My parents are in town from Atlanta, and they want to meet him. I'm afraid because he's 20 years older than me.
Yes, you need to be afraid. And he's never met your parents?
No.
Is he pressuring you?
Well, because they're in town a little.
Yeah. Guard your grill and knuckle up, because your parents are going to give you the business. And if you love him, then you've got to own that love. You can't stand like a little girl. You can't talk like a little girl. You've got to own that love, okay? Quite frankly, I'm against it, but you're not my daughter.
Think green. Harris with you. Australian scientists are reporting that staple foods such as cassavas and sorghum, on which millions of people depend, are becoming much more toxic and are producing much smaller yields in a world with higher carbon dioxide levels and more drought. The findings underscore the need for climate change-resistant vegetables to feed rapidly growing human populations. Here's the rub. Both cassava and sorghum belong to a group of plants that produce chemicals called cyanogenic glycosides, which break down to release poisonous cyanide gas if the leaves are crushed or chewed. Little known is that some 10% of all plants and 60% of crop species also produce cyanogenic glycosides. So the ability of people and herbivores, such as cattle, to break down the cyanide depends largely on being able to eat enough sufficient protein. And as the world droughts increase, so does this issue more vigorously manifest.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, your favorite cruiser.
This year I went to a Street Glide, which I love. I don't know, it's a good bike. I mean, I love them.
I would love an Indian.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, the battle of the sexes. In this corner,
14, I got my first Harley, 125 Hummer, what they call the Hummer Harley. I had a Goldwing for about a year, and what are you doing with the Goldwing? Then I went back to Harleys, and now every 2 years I trade for a new Harley. Ridden baggers all my life, and this year I went to a Street Glide. They ride good.
Sure, the wife has some thoughts.
I would love an Indian. I think there's something about the style and the look of those. You can spot them a mile away. Fabulous. If I bought a bike, that's what I'd buy.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.